Okay, we're up to page Nun Ches Halacha Dalid Simen Kuf Mem Zayin Ois Dalid Hashushpinin Hashushpinin Malbishim Mesachosim Mekitel Kidei Sheyizkor Yoyim Hamisa. The minig is the Yisrael B'tshuva. The Mekitel Shulchan Aruch says that the custom is that the chosim wears a kittel. Why does the chosim wear a kittel? To remember the Yoyim Hamisa. It's a very interesting, by the Seder, there's a lot of Torah, a lot of big questions. Do you wear a kittel at the Seder? I imagine here it's probably a mix. Some people do, some people don't. And most people wear a kittel, right? Most people wear a kittel at the Seder. What?
Don't.
You don't wear a kittel, right? Not everyone wears a kittel at the Seder, but when it comes to those who don't wear, but when you got married, you wear a kittel, correct?
Yes.
That everyone, no? You don't wear a kittel either by getting married. Okay, they're different in the Hagim. When it comes to the Seder, it became today, I don't know, yesh v'yesh. But here, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is telling us that there is a minog to wear a kittel at the chuppah. And not only does it say that, it says that the shushminim, that the friends, and usually this is for the attendants, which could be usually his parents or his friends, they should dress him in the kittel, and the purpose is primarily yoyim hamisa the yisoyer b'shuvah gam lehagim loses efer b'rosh hachasan, to put ash on the head of the chasan b'mukayim hanochas tefillin. Number two, gam noigim sha'avos v'hakroivim anshei tzura mevorchin es hachasan v'esakal b'spalm shezivugam ya'ale yofe, that the parents and the elders and the anshei tzura, the people of stature, they shall give a bracha to chasan kala, then they should be mispal, their shidduch should be successful. Halacha dalid, halacha hey, achar kach malichin es chasan tachas chuppah sheparsim yiri al gabi klun sois she'anu kodim chuppah. Four poles, on top of the four poles there is a cloth which we call the chuppah. U'ma'amidim o'sapanav l'mizrach v'ashliach tzibur minagin. They face the mizrach. We don't do this with manazeh. We'll see a little bit further later on. And they shall stand. The ponav shall face lemizrach. The ashliach tzibur minagin kiminik hamokam shall say baruch haba, and the nusach that we say miadir. The hashushpinos malichos akal. The standing is true when it comes to the kala. The hashushpinim v'anoshim chashuv malichim olchem likrasa. They come towards her. So here it says something a little bit different, that when the kala comes in, everyone comes to greet her. And then when they come close to her, they go back. Okay, after the kala comes, the shushpinois, they bring the kala to the chuppah and they go around her seven times. And the chosam, when the chosam walks in, and when the kala, they single kviyaminik. Achar kach mamidim es hakala limin hachosan, umavarech, the kala stands on the right side of the chosan. The amavarech mitzad esatzma yupon of lemizrach, and the one that makes the bracha shall face mizrach. Let's see some of all these things over here on the bottom. Ois ches birchas erisin unesuin ayin b'shulchan aruch. We did this yesterday, right? Yes. Halacha tes. Ma'alichin es achasin brave tefutzas yisrael hashushpinim ma'alichin es achasin yakala tachas achuba. In most customs, the chasin, the shushpinim, they fear the chasin kala. They can be medinas America. Reisigam etzel hayirem sha'av v'ha'em machnisim b'neim l'chuba. The father and mother, they're the shushpinim. They bring nagra. That's the meaning of the litvish olam. The gam b'sefer shulchan ezer shehivi called minhagi v'dinah chasan loy mitzasi zaminik. I never found this minhag. I did not find a makor for this minhag that the parents shall bring the chasan kala to the chuppah. It just says it's a minhag. He says this minhag loy mitzasi zaminik v'yatar isi b'shut levushim mordchai hevi zaminik. He does bring this minhag. Hevi oyd sham minhag olam demi sheyesh loy zivuk sheini ein nase shushpinon, that if the zivuk is the parents are married zivuk sheini, then they should not be the ones who bring the chasan kala down the chuppah. Because of Sham Ktsas Tamim Lazer, it's not, it's this, these are all Kabbalistic reasons that the people who bring the Chosan Kala down the Chuppah, they have influence over their marriage. There is an influence over the marriage, and therefore you want it to be Simen Toiv. And if it's a second marriage, you don't Chas for Shalom want that to transfer over to the Chosan Kala. Mikudosh, Shevi Gam Kain Zaminik, they bring down the smidig of bringing the Chasan Kala. Okay, obviously this gets very touchy, very complicated, and there are no set rules, and the most important thing is that there should be Shalom. First of all, as far as the here brings down the parents, the mother and the father, so we know that among the Hasidim they would never do this. It's going to be the two mothers bring down the Kala, the two boys bring down the Chasan. You always hear of stories where there's a mixed marriage, where you have someone from a Hasidic family gets married with someone from a Litvish family, and the parents will tell you that it was my dream. My whole life, the mother would say, "My dream, my whole life, since the day I was born, since the moment I came out of my mother's womb, I was dreaming about taking my son down the chuppah, and now you're going to take this away from me. I'm willing to wage World War III over this." You've heard these stories, and obviously, it's not whatever the situation. It was the other way around. So obviously, people are advised that the most important thing is that there should be shalom, and if you can mavater. I remember someone told me that he did whatever, always did whatever is mechutnas. What they asked him, what's your minug? So then the whole, yeah, I think he has this person, he has, right. So I know someone, I think he has six children. So he told me, and he says, I my mechutanim always used to ask me, what's my minug? So I said, my minug is whatever your minug is. I'm a half of his children, it was both fathers. On behalf of his children, it was mother and father. So that's a very healthy attitude, not to stand on ceremony and to be mevater on these. Also, when it comes to, let's say, parents are divorced, obviously these are very touchy topics. And let's say one of the parents is not living, so who takes the place? Every situation is different. You can't generalize. Ois yud. B'mesavin imash shavapam b'sefer shulchan ezer hevi minhagim chalukim zeh, to walk around the kala seven times. To walk around the chasan. I'm sorry. To walk around the chasan seven times. Seven times. Why? Why do you walk around seven times? So first of all, some say three times. Hevi minhagim chalukim zeh diyesh nagul savi rak gimel pamim v'atam k'mo gimel kricho shabetfulin yurak v'erastichli li'olam v'erastichli b'tzedek v'mishav chesed rachmim v'erastichli de'emunah v'datas Hashem. So therefore there are three krichos, the three v'erastich, so therefore the meaning is to walk around three times. Yom v'atam k'mo gimel kricho shabetfulin al etzpa sh'oimim oz v'erastich. You don't walk around the chasan at all. So every person, according to their minuk. One of the reasons why they walk around seven times is this really is a joke. It's like Yerichai. When Klal Yisrael, they came into Eretz Yisrael to conquer Eretz Yisrael, to show who is the boss. He walked around Yericho seven times, and the wall collapsed. It's like the Kala is casting a spell on the Chasan. You think you're the boss? I'll show you who the boss is. She walks around seven times, she conquers him. She conquers him, and she dominates. She prevails. She lets it know from the very beginning, from the get-go, I'm in charge. Okay, but the more serious... What?
I actually say it the opposite way. I think that
Kala comes into the Chasan's orbit. Very nice. Like the constellations, they go around. Beautiful idea. The most popular, serious idea is that the Kala's role is to be a choima, is to be to protect her husband. The role of an Isha Kashera La Sandala is to protect her husband and is to protect her. I remember the story of Pama. Pama was by a wedding and he told us there was a woman who was not religious, and she saw them going around the Kala, or the Kala going around the Chasan seven times, and she asked Shav Pam, why do they do this? Shav Pam told her this time, he told her, because the Kala, her role in marriage is to protect her husband, is to serve as a fence around her husband to protect him. And he described how this woman was so overwhelmed with this reason. I don't know if she became from, but it made a very powerful impression. Even a lot of these things, we really don't know why we do these things. These are minhagim, and the minhagi Yisrael are very obviously very holy. Okay, I always saw by weddings, it happens many, many times, they lose count. If you stand close, more often than not, they keep on going and going and going and going of the photographer. That's the job of the photographer. And then chas v'shalom, when there are problems later in life, they'll always attribute it. Do you know why this happened? Because you kept on going and going and going. known too many times. Too many times. They wouldn't have gone around too many times. Then our son would have gotten into Harvard. He didn't get into Harvard because he went around 8 times instead of 7 times. All the problems come back to the number of times you go around. Okay. Let's say Allah Yud Aleph. Now we make the bracha. So the bracha shall stand facing Mizrach. Okay, we've never seen this. Let's see what it says. Ayim Shachanach. The bracha is Chassan Mizrach Sheyusham Minyan Asara. Okay, this is a very big issue. How many people do you need? We once had a shiur on this. How many people do you need for a bracha? Some you have to have 10 people. Minyan asar v'chasan min amin chasan is a part of the minyan v'yishmul chasan b'shem arashba the im leka asara ein la'asayis hanesu'in. If you don't have less than 10 people, you should not get married. You have to have at least 10 people. V'shem amurchai adarki ma'yusha chasan v'lechatchila yish lehadir achar asara lechatchila you should have 10 people v'yileka oisin nesu'in b'loy ha'brachos. If you don't have, you can make nesu'in b'loy ha'brachos. In order to make the sheva brachos, you have to have, it has to be a birchas hayda. Birchas hayda require 10 people. Some we learned last week that by bris milah, I forgot to mention this to you because we ran out of time, but one of the reasons why by bris milah we say hoydu l'ashem kitov kili olam chasto, we say it twice. Hoydu l'ashem kitov kili olam chasto. So some explain the reason why we do that is because birchas hagoymel. Because the child was in the mother's womb for 9 months, the child was in the matzav of sakana, the child was like a prisoner, a chavush in the base asurim, and now he has gone free, and the child has an obligation to recite birchas hagomel. He's potter, he's a katan, and obviously he can't do it, so we do it on his behalf by saying hoydu l'ashem kitov ki li'olam chasta. Furthermore, some women don't make birchas hagomel. There's the big machlokes of a woman after she gives birth, she says baruchu, she says kedusha, she answers amen to the bracha of her husband. There are different customs, but the most basic thing that she does, that we do in her honor, is to say Hoydu Lashem Kitov Ki Li'olam Chasto. And therefore, this has a nafkamina. Some hold that by a bris milah you should have 10 people. And why you must have a bris milah, you have to have 10 people? So some say primarily because of this, because since you're going to say Hoydu Lashem Kitov Ki Li'olam Chasto, and Birchas Hayda to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the child survived the birth and the mother survived the birth and everyone is healthy and happy, requires 10 people. Other reasons, others say because since he's giving the baby the name, and in order to be mefarsim what the baby's name is, you need 10 people. So here is as well, when it comes to a wedding, we have the Sheva Brachos, the Brachos HaShevach, they're Brachos of praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Zivug, and therefore you need 10 people. That's what that others learned, that the Makar comes from Boaz, when Boaz coming up Rus. Boaz, when he went and he married Ruth, it says that he took there 10 people. There's many reasons why he took 10 people. Some say because he wanted to impress on the halacha mayaviv loy mayavis. But one of the reasons given since he's marrying her, and in order to recite birchas chasanim, we learn from here birchas chasanim requires 10 people. So here is all, we have machlokes over here in the achrayim how far that halacha goes. Some hold that you can't even get married. Others say you can get married, but you just can't recite the brachas. Some say even b'diavad you can recite the brachas even if you don't have 10 people. This is a big machlokes. And what about the erisin? The erisin, I think everyone agrees you do not need 10 people. You only need 10 people for the nesuin. We do everything together. We first do the erisin, the two brachas of erisin, Baruch Pri'agofen and Asher Kiddushan B'mitzvah Sivitzvah Nivrasalanu Asarayos. And then we have a break, we have the ksuba, and then we have the birchas nesuin. So when it comes to the birchas erisin, I think most places come holding you do not need for the erisin, you do not need 10 people, but for the nesuin, the birchas nesuin is where it's critical to have 10 people. Still be married, you have to have two witnesses. Right. You have to have at least two witnesses. You have to have at least two witnesses in Chanami. But you don't, the brachas are not ma'akev. Brachas are never ma'akev. Brachas are never ma'akev in any mitzvah. Yileka oisin nesun b'loy ha'brachas ve'in ma'akev b'pischa tshuva kasav b'shem anu b'yehuda v'yachat shesidu kedushin b'im ha'brachas b'loy ha'sara hela d'b'yeva v'achupa gamu kinyanim. It's good. You've made the eris and the nesuin, even though Ella she'avon palili she hedyed kezed. It's a terrible sin, an avon palili, a sin that is tragic. She hedyed kezed yelo esek b'tiv the kedushin. That a fool, a person that doesn't have any business, doesn't know the basic halachos, you need 10 people, and he's the one that was misad the kedushin. But nevertheless, this pesek, wherever it's quoting of here, is holding you do not need to redo the wedding. Obviously, some are of the opinion that if you make the nesuin and you don't have 10 people for the nesuin, you take the kala unto the chuppah and you make the birchas nesuin as part of the kinyanim. You don't do 10 people. people, so maybe it's not a good nisuin. You have to do it all over again. Go have another chuppah and bring the kal into the chuppah and do it all over again. So this is something which she holds that b'diavad it's okay. You do not need 10 people. L'chatchila you should have 10 people when it comes to the nisuin. Okay, another very interesting thing is the chuppah. The chuppah has to have four poles. Obviously, has to have four. You have to have a real chuppah. Some people they get carried away that they forget you have to have four poles. There's a tzur to a chuppah, and indeed it used to be years ago the chuppah was held up by four people. In fact, it was a kibbut. It was a kibbut to be mechabit four people to hold up the chuppah. Today, you don't see this anymore. Today, the chuppah is automatically standing on some structure. But some I once read something that's not ideal. It would be a much bigger hither to have actually four people hold up the chuppah. Yeah.
I heard a few words from somebody asked why come by you find you have to have a sort of people by.
Yeah, wedding, yeah.
So how come I say the Shopesa?
You don't have 10 people.
So the answer says, I said, what's San Yidin? I say that.
Excellent. Wow. That's a real heavy-duty statement. Okay, let's go to the next halacha. Halacha kufem ches yichud she'achar ha-kidushin. Boi dal sif. Iker ha-chuba ma'ash achar ha-kidushin molichin es ha-chus ha-kala l'cheder mi-yuchud ve'oichlem sham yachad v'mokam tzunu. Part of the cheder seder yichud is to eat. Eating inside of this room. The yesh... Yeah.
Nowadays it's sushi.
Now they put... That's what they put into... Yes, yeah, sushi? Okay, tell... The oichlem sham yachad the mokayim tsnua and they should eat. That's part of the seder being married. Part of being married is you're together inside a room and you eat together as a husband and wife. The yeish lemnoi shaloi yichonis l'sham shum adam. No one should be inside kadesh sheyeh yichud gamur. V'zeh hachupa koyne v'oisen nisun. According to the kitzur shochnach, he holds this to be the ikar. This holds to be the ikar chupa. Many, not everyone agrees with this. Many hold the ikar chupa is under the chupa. We make the brachas and there's the yichud, whatever. The yichud is just a hider. But according to the shita of the Kitzer, the ikar nisuin is when the chas and kala go into the yichud room, and that's why many rabbanim are of the opinion that there should be witnesses. Witnesses, you see this, witnesses, they first go into the room to see that there's no one else in the room, and then they leave the room, and then the chas and kala go into the room for approximately 10 minutes. And that, and the witnesses stand outside, and that is part of the yichud. Okay, let's see on the bottom. So you have to designate. Some hold that he has to actually own it. He has to take the kala into his rishus. So in fact, some people they have different wedding halls, different arrangements. Is that where the chassan for the time of the wedding he actually owns it? He rents it. He owns it. The chuppah, the four poles where he's getting married, that's his property. It's his rishus. And as well as the yichud room, it's given over to him legally for the duration of the time he needs to do the yichud. The tzach liyachin is achid lechassan ketavik chnisel lebeisa because he's taking the kal into his rishus. The kevin shachid hu shaloi koyne oisa bezeh. This is where he acquires her to him as a wife. Halacha beis. The psula koyne yichud ze af al gav de ena roi lebiya. Let's say, for example, shehinida ay shebnei adam nichnasim v'yotzim sham. Shehinida bal karchach tzuchim shebnei adam nichnasim v'yotzim sham. The imim kein dim loy kein asurim lesyachid koydem. So let's say the kala is a nida. So here it's. Let's talk about. Forget about the yichud room. Let's talk about the chuppah. We're talking about over here, the chuppah underneath the four poles. The chassan takes the kala into the chuppah. He's taking to her into his rishus, and that is why we'll take a step back. There is a minhag. It's especially done. It's done by some. Is that the chassan is supposed to come out and greet the kala when she marches down and take the kala into the chuppah. You don't really see this. They don't really do it the right way. But some people, they do it the real way. The kala walks down. I saw it was once at a modern wedding. It was beautiful. The kala came down, I would say, about halfway down the aisle. And then the chassan came all the way, he walked all the way out, not three steps, all the way out to the middle. And then he takes her, did he take her by the arm? I don't know. He took her all the way inside. Okay, then there are other minhagim. They also spread a talis on the chasen kala. That's also considered an extension of the chuppah. Okay, going back one thing about wearing the kittel. I forgot to mention is wearing the kittel. I don't know why this is so, but people are spooked out wearing the kittel. They put a coat on top of the kittel. I have no idea why. Why do they do that? What?
It's
go misa. That's the kabbalistic reason. It's not a white what?
Mean cape.
That's outdoors. Cold. When it was outdoors, only outdoors. Cold. That's nothing to do with anything. For when it's cold outdoors, Hasidim, when they go outside, they have it's cold. Okay, let's go further. We have.
Yeah.
The ring?
It says that they go out. Mushbanim ve'anashim chashuvim holchim likrosot. They go towards.
They go to greet her. They go to when the kala comes. When the kala comes, or by the badeking, at some point, I'm not clear. By the chuppah?
No, it's actually
the most chassidic chasim. The chasim takes forward.
The chasim goes out into the middle of the aisle, and he takes the kala into the chuppah, because this is the yichud. The yichud is this is the chuppah. The chuppah is taking the kala into the chuppah. All right, so here he's teaching us the halacha that halacha l'maisa we paskin that a chuppah, a kala, does not have to be roi libiya in order for it to be a good chuppah. You would think that since he's taking into her into his rishus, so he has to be able to she should not be a nida. That's not correct. That is not necessary, and that's why. And also in a wedding where the kala is a nida, so then there really is no real yichud. They don't do a real yichud, and if they don't want people to know that the kala is a nida, so then they'll put a child in the yichud room. They'll put a child in the yichud room, and they're not allowed to go home to be alone at night. What? He himself went into the room. Then when they're married, they go at night. They're not allowed to be alone. And when they go at night, they have to go home. They're not allowed to be alone if the kala is anida. Halacha gimel. Halacha gimel avol be'almana ein a koine el yichud haroy lebiya to hainu shi to hoira ve'ein adam nichnas l'sham. So the thing over here, an almana has to be. I'm not sure for the makar for this why this is different. Almana, the yichud of almana u'machmir has to be roy lebiya. Halacha dalit ein oisin kinyan b'shabes u'lechein im anasun be'erev shabes tzrichim lizor me'oid sheyiyah yichud hakoine koidem shabes. Okay, so we know that not so long ago they made the Suda Friday night. In order to save money, for the cost of a wedding, they can combine the cost of the wedding with the cost of the Friday night meal, so the Suda was Friday night. You also save on the photographer, and you save on the band. Right? But it's not really so, because it was a fact that in Europe they had goyim that were musicians that played at the Suda. At the Suda on Friday night, Shabbos night. Like they do in Eretz Yisrael for Yom Tov Sheni, today you can go online, watch on YouTube, you can watch Simchas Torah, you can watch Chevron, and you can watch all the major yeshivas, you can watch Simchas Torah for the Bnei Chutz Li'aretz on Yom Tov Sheni. They have the American boys, or the Chutz Li'aretz, and you can see, they have a band, and you can see all the Israelis participating. Ein Oysa, but the Kenyan may not be done on the night of on Shabbos, because you do not acquire, you do not make kinyon and mekach memkar. It's like a business transaction. Midrabanan, when we motzei chafsicha, you're not allowed to engage in business transactions on Shabbos. Ein oisin kinyon b'Shabbos ulchein im anasum erev Shabbos srichim li zoher meoid sheyia yichud hakoyne koydem Shabbos yichud must before Shabbos. Ve'ozai kishnasa yichud hakoyne meoid yoy mutu loy v'olach b'yaz v'shol b'Shabbos b'im b'sul b'im almon. Avul im loy nasa yichud hakoyne So we're not going into these details. Let us see over here what it says over in the bottom of his base very quickly before we go to the brach shavas. Mishum adir oisakinyan b'tzchit shuva kasa b'shem ha'shem ha'maknet shiyochol lahasna iskhoed mabiyah shlo yivaz. Okay, let's skip this. Let's go to the next halach. Let's go kuf mem tes. Din birchas hamazon b'nesu'in u'mitzvah simchas chasen kala. Koidem birchas hamazon b'as be'asara, oimer hamavarech devai haser. Okay, so we say the piyut, the oimerim shas simcha b'ma'inai. And we say the nusach, part of the piyut is shas simcha is in Hashem's abode. B'ma'inai means Hashem's abode. V'yesh loimer, shachalu mishalo b'loi vav. You don't. It's not two separate statements. You don't say vision. You don't say Hashem may get a sitter. He'll come. Shasimcha b'ma'ono shachalnu mishalo vish v'yesh loyma shachalnu shalav loy b'vav v'loy v'shachalnu mishalo v'achar birchas hamazon after birchas hamazon loykech kli sheni v'oymer aleihem shisha brachos. We make six brachos on a separate coast, not the same coast that was used for birchas hamazon. V'achar kach mevor. Then you take the kois for birchas hamazon, umavarich borei pri hagafen, the toiv shalomalos a kois l'shisha brachos ali achar birchas hamazon. So you don't fill up the kois for the shev brachos until you finish birchas hamazon. Period. Tzrichim lizoher shaloyichlu anoshim v'noshim b'cheder echad. Okay, this is an interesting halacha. They should not eat in the same room. Shem oichlu anoshim v'noshim b'cheder echad. Ein oimim shasimcha b'moinoi. Why? Ki ein simcha kishayetzo hara shalit. When there is taruvis, when there is mingling, then you can't make the bracha shas simcha b'ma'inai. Okay, let's see ois aleph. Chay de birchas hamazon b'asara kasta birchas shulchan de'im hischilu loy birchas chasanim b'asara. Let's say you start birchas chasanim b'asara sheva brachas. You are in the middle of sheva brachas and there are 10 people. And then suddenly someone leaves. So now we only have 9 people. Can you continue reciting the sheva brachas? V'yasu miktsasim goymrim afilu pachas b'asara. Why? The afilu just like we know that if you start Shimon Esrei with 10 people and someone disappears, so you start Chazar Sashatz, you'll be more accurate, you start Chazar Sashatz with 10 people and then someone leaves in the middle, you are allowed to complete Chazar Sashatz. So here it is no different. It's no Dafil Dafil Kadesh Kedusha Hadin Kain. The Ayin Pesach Tshuva. What?
Why do you mix the
wine? Because you want them to drink from both the berachah that you want to use from both the borei pri hagafen and from the sheva brachas. But you have a total of 2 cups of wine. The ayin b'peschei tshuva the loy boy Shayoichlu kol asara eladai beroiv me'asara. It's not necessary that all 10 people eat. As long as most of the 10 people, that's enough to make the sheva brachos. If you're benching and you want to make the sheva brachos, and 10 people did not eat, only 7 people ate or 6 people ate, that's enough for you to recite the sheva brachos in the presence of the chosan and kala. Okay, let's go to ois. What?
They
only drag. They don't even eat anything. Even if they eat nothing, it says as long as you have 10 people present.
If 6 drag.
No. Yeah, I think it has to have. They can't. They have to have to eat. It says. I don't know. I don't know the answer. I believe it says shayoichlu. But you have roy. You don't have even roy people who have eaten. So who says you have to say bracha lokeinu? You could say bracha if you have most people have eaten. You can say bracha lokeinu. You have 10 people, right? As long as they've tasted something.
They have to taste
something. You have to drink. But if they only drank, then you can't say bracha lokeinu. If you have only 6 people who drank and 4 people, 5, 6, if you don't have a majority of people who ate, only people who drank, then you can't say bracha lokeinu. So I don't know the answer. I'm assuming here most people, if you have 6 people who ate and 4 people who drank, he paskins here that's enough to make the bircha sheva brachas. Okay, let's see halacha base. Bacha shenasa besula oyalmana. Okay, this is the Gemara in Ksubas, not so long ago in Daf Yomi. Well, I don't know, 70 days ago. All these halachas. Bacha shenasa besula oyalmana v'chein alman shenasa besula. If one of the two is a bacha, one of the two people getting married has never been married, then you make shabrach v'brachin bo became besuda so v'shoina shachar nesuin. Then you can make the brachas, the first suda, right after they get married. Shachan is soon afilu achlu b'yoyim rak b'layla. Even if they did not eat by day, only at night. Shalachayim and asuna was they got married by day, and the suda took place at night. So it's the first suda that's being made in honor of the chasan kala. You can make all the 7 brachos afilu b'yoyim shachrav. Even the following day, mishum the suda rishon havi kepanim chadoshes. The suda rishon has the full status of panim chadoshes, and therefore you can make all the brachos. Avlacha suda rishona v'chein b'chol shivas mehamishte in bo panim chadoshes b'varchem kain. The only time you can make a bracha is only panim chadashas. So it's coming to possibly be the law of panim chadashas. You only can make the shev brachos and you have panim chadashas. So the people who buy the wedding are by the first suda are exactly the same people who buy the wedding, and this is the first suda, and the first suda is taking place at a different time period than the wedding. The wedding took place by day, and the first suda takes place at night, or the wedding took place at night, or even the next morning, and the first suda automatically has a status of panim chadashas. Okay, let's see. It's based on the bottom of the previous page. Bachshnas besula b'shulchanoch b'shutna b'yehuda kosaf b'noyef shenosa b'ulta d'day. A person dinoy ka'almon shenosa almona v'ein mevarchem shebrachas ela yoyim rishon bilvad. Very scary halacha. That if you know that two people are living together. Okay, isn't that what it means? Isn't that what it means? If two people are living together and they decide to get married, there's no shev brachas. Only the first day. That's what it says. A noyev shenasa beulta diday, the one that he's living with, kol shekhin be'almon shenasa beulta, delav diday, dinoy ke'almon shenasa almana, and when an almon marries an almana, we know you only make shev brachas the first day. Ve'ein v'varchem shev brachas ela yoyim rishon bilvad. De'ikah shev brachas hu mitam simchasay v'simchasah. Their joy. The ayin b'shut chasam sefer. Shecholik this alav the afal pi shetamo mishum the shetamo tam bia mikol machem kevan shu nesuin rishonim shaloi mevarch dechin mashma b'shas. He disagrees. It has nothing to do with the ma'isa, the marital relations. It has to do with the commitment. The commitment to be married to someone else, the nesuin, the kedusha of nesuin, that is what triggers the obligation. So it's machlekes apoyskim, if people are living together and then they decide to get married, are there going to be a din of shev brachas for the first 7 days? Some say yes, some say no. What is the shev brachas? Is it a din in the nesuin, the fact that they're now a din of an eshes ish, or is it a din in their private personal simcha? And since they were familiar with each other before, then there is no simcha, so it is not in the status that they can make the bracha. Halacha gimel, she'ein panim chadashos im sudasim im achasim anashim she'einim mibnei beiso machma simchas mereus ein oimim devai hoser the oimim noidim noidel l'shmecha the asimcha b'me'oino. So we have over here, we don't have panim chadashos, but one more time, but the sudim, the chasan are im soyadim m'chasan anashim she'einim mibnei beiso machma simchas mereus. But the people are not his family. They are guests. They're friends. But they're the same friends that were there at the wedding. But no one new has arrived. So then, the beginning, when you begin the benching, so Einam, you don't say Devai Hoser, but you do say the second paragraph of Noda L'shmecha, and Ve'esha Simcha B'mo'ino, you do say those things. We give thanks to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Simcha B'mo'ino, V'achar Birchas Amozim Lokech Koysheni, V'oimer Birchas Ashabara Sasan V'simcha, you just make the last bracha. You don't make the first five brachas. V'achar Kach Lokech Koyshel Birchas Amozim, V'oimer Lo Boy Priyagofen, U'lezeh, and in this situation, when you're not going to make all seven brachos, you're not all six brachos, you're only going to make the last bracha, you don't need 10 people. You can even do this when you're making with three people. The people that are participating in this meal are only the people of a person's immediate family, parents, brother, sister, and no friends are present. You don't even say, and you don't say, and you don't say the bracha shabara sasa and the simcha, because there's no panim chadashas, and you people that you're rejoicing with are only part of the b'nei beisai. Halacha dalit, alman shenasa almana. For neither of the two is it the first marriage. Imachlu suda rishon biyom hanesuin. If they eat the first meal on the day of the nesuin, afal pi shenim shecha hasuda gam b'layla. As long as the suda starts on the day when they get married, mevarchim kamar shakasta b'sif. Aleph, you make the full set of brachas. Devai hoser v'gam choroin, and then you say the noide l'shmecha, hasimcha b'mo'inoi, and all six brachos plus the bari priyagofen. Aval im lo yachlu an halayla. But let's say they first eat until night. They get married by day, and the sudah begins at night. If there are people that are eating machmas simchas mireus, then mevarchim kamoshu kasavti b'siv gimel. If you have new people coming to join you, people that are participating, then you v'afilu week upon him chadoshas. Even if you don't have new people, even if you don't have friends, v'upon him chadoshas, so that's enough. V'chein b'chol hasudos shloisha yamim harishanim. So this rule applies for the first 3 days. Almoin shenasa almana. So the brachos are made for 3 days. Agusha, same thing. Agusha, the same thing. Second, almana and agusha, the same thing for this halacha. Panim chadashas, what are called panim chadash for shav brachas? They are called in bo l'sham oda machmas simchas mireus. V'roitzim l'harbos v'shula. You want to eat, you're going to have more food in honor of the person that's joined you. V'afal pi she'in oichel, even if he's not eating, even if this person doesn't want to eat, I'm on a diet. You come, can you please be the panim chadashas? And you come the last minute, and you don't eat anything, but you're present. That is considered enough in order to allow the people to make the brachas, the shav brachas. Shabbos. What about it? Shabbos Kodesh. And there's no one new. Everyone that's participating in the Shev in this meal has been present at the wedding. It was the previous Shev Brachas. So it doesn't matter. Shabbos itself has the status of Panim Chadoshas. The Yom Tov Rishon Havik Panim Chadoshas, the first day of Yom Tov, but not Shvi Shlo Pesach. Shvi Shlo Pesach does not have the Panim Chadoshas. How could it possibly be then? Shvi Shlo Pesach. Shiyamta maybe means Yamta. What does it mean? Because it's already past the Shabrachas time. So maybe it means second day of Yamta, which means Chutz Li'aretz. That's maybe what it means. I'm not sure what it means. The Yamta Rishon, only Yamta Rishon have Panim Chadoshas. V'davka Suda Halayla V'Suda Shachris. Avol Suda Shlishis Loi have Panim Chadoshas Ela Im Hachasan Doyresh. Now the Kitzur is Machmer. Not everyone is Machmer. Some hold that even Shalosh Shulis has standards upon Panim Chadoshas. Becomes a problem sometimes. If an elaborate Sheva Brachas, if Shalosh Shulis, you're not always going to have Panim Chadoshas. So they're not everyone, I know for a fact, not everyone agrees with this Pesach Halach and the Kitzur Chadosh. Some hold that even Shalosh Shulis is automatically called Panim Chadoshas, but he's Machmer. He holds that Shalosh Shulis is not significant to be called Panim Chadoshas unless you are mitzarif to that the fact that the Chosan darshans. The Chosan has to stay a Shtikal Torah in order to make it into Panim Chadoshas.
Of course.
But let's say you don't have Panim Chadoshas, so can the fact that it's Shabbos Kodesh, and it's so that answer is no. Only Sudas Friday, the Friday night Suda, and the Shabbos morning Suda, on their own act in the place of Panim Chadosh, but not Shalosh Sudas unless you have, the Chosim also says the Dvar Torah. Yeah?
Yeah. Said that if you don't eat, then you do count as Panim Chadosh.
Yes.
But can you make a bracha?
Yes, you can. Yes, this is an old child. Yes. Yes, you come there and you have not eaten anything and you want to make a bracha. Yes, it happens very often. Yes, the answer is yes, you can make a bracha. By a bris mila, you can say the harachamans. You show up to the Suda bris mila and they want to give you a harachaman at the end of and you're in a bench. You can make the harachaman. And you want to get a bracha, you can make the bracha even though you did not participate in the meal and you did not wash. The brachas have nothing to do with they're added to the birchas hamazon, but you don't have to participate in the Suda to make the birchas hamazon. Yes, it's a very important child. Now, in the bottom of here, he brings down this classic question, which there is no resolution to. What about the very... we all know that on you go to shul for shalosh sudas, and they have they bench. Let's talk about a regular Shabbos. They bench ala kais. They bench ala kais. Do you drink the kais? No. It's the only time you don't drink a kais on Birchas Hamazon. By Shalosh Shudas, you bench ala kais, but you don't drink the kais. What do you do with it? You use it for Havdalah, or you pour back into the bottle of wine. You don't drink from the kais. That's the halacha. You never sit a bar priyagofen. It's not a kasha. You bench ala kais, but you don't drink the kais. But the exception is, according to some opinions, Shavu Brachas. Shavu Brachas, the Chasin and Kala, they indeed drink from the Kodesh Labracha. That is the exception according to some opinions. Let's see what it says over here. The reason why we do not drink from the Kodesh Shal Bracha by Shal Shul is because you have to make Havdalah. Since Shabbos is technically over, it's Peh Shkia, you're not allowed to eat until you make Havdalah, and you have not yet made Havdalah, you don't make a Bar Priya Gofen and drink the Kodesh on Birchas Hamazon. So therefore, Kibash Kosa Be'aber Ha'itev, Ayin, the nispashit mina ka'olam sheshoise hamavarech. The mina ka'olam is that this is an exception. The chasan and kala drink from the kodesh shel bracha, the two kodeshes of the brachos hagafen and the kodesh shel brachos by shalosh sudos, even though they did not yet hear havdalah. Oh, so it's not. That's also not what the minig is. He says here the mevarech. I take it back. Then the mevarech. Let's see. He says over here the mevarech. Okay, that's. Let's go further. Uveshud zichron Yehuda hella the teima shari lukul yalma the ain tzach lishtois kimlo lum. You don't have to drink the entire kosher, a small amount. Over the kudei mahari kasav sheminik hagoyin hakadosh mibeis yitav lev misigit hada mevarech chay yeshoyse vegam akala. Avaloy hachasan, the hanoshim peturos mehavdala. Very interesting. So it makes this like a pshara. This pshara where the kala drinks, because the kala really technically is part from havdala. I guess the mitzvah says shazman grama, and the mevarich, the one that benched, he drinks, but not the chasan. So I'm already getting confused. It could very well be that you give the chasan to bench. Is that what we do? Is that what you do? You give a dafka, give the chasan to bench, so the chasan should be the should. Okay, I don't know. I have to go back. Look, I have to look this up. What? The chasan kal, but they also makbe to give the chasan benching by shalva shubis.
I don't think so.
Okay, so I remember from memory. This. From memory, I recall that the minig is that the chasan and kala they drink, not the mevarich. He quotes to the mevarich. He's saying the chasan kala, but now suddenly it triggers in my mind that since mikra din should be the mevarich, it triggers in my mind it might be the yemakbid bedavka to give the chasan to be the one who leads benching at shalosh sudas. If you made a good rasha, okay. I don't remember. Blin yadu, I have to go back and look this up. Okay, it's late, so let's stop over here.
Somebody got married as his wife Yeshiva, if you should step out to bring the kal in. And then now you're going to trip and fall, it'd be embarrassing. Just stay there.
Don't make trouble. Don't look for trouble.
Yeah.
Just one.
Why you need but it's plural.
Oh, really? The machbet on two people?
I don't know.
I was at the last Shabbat.
I don't know.
And there was only one. So I said
Uber Brothers. I don't know. Because you're the Ashkenaz. Wow, what a chiddush. A chiddush lahalacha.
Except for 12 o'clock at night. Nothing is wrong.
By the Sephardim. They make it so late? I don't know, I never heard that.
So, yeah,
Yisker, a yard side, for sure, yard side. How could a Sfarad hold a yard side? A Sfarad of a yard side can't be. That can't be. Maybe Yisker, but a yard side? Sacred.
They don't light a
yard side candle. Okay, that's a different thing. But to say Kaddish, that's universal.
Sometimes he comes to the end of the yom and he starts.